This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the decline in tuberculosis incidence is an outcome of India's dedicated and innovative efforts. Commending the country's progress, Mr. Modi said in a social media post that through a collective spirit, the government will keep working towards a TB-free India. He added that the government remains steadfast in commitment to creating a TB-free India. According to the World Health Organization, India has recorded a decline of 17.7% in TB incidence from 2015 to 2023. This rate is more than double the global decline of 8.3%. Sharing the information in a social media post yesterday, Health Minister J.P. Nadda emphasized that this acknowledgement reflects India's transformative approach to TB care and control. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar today said India has put in place a framework in which relationship with Australia will grow further in the times to come. Addressing the Indian community in Brisbane on the first leg of his two-nation tour, Mr. Jaishankar said India is on a high growth trajectory and wants to grow with the world. He said there is no doubt that the Quad ranks right up there, and Australia is a founding partner of that mechanism in terms of our bilateral ties. He said India has comprehensive strategic partnership with select countries in the world, and Australia happens to be one. He mentioned that there are numerous opportunities for global cooperation in the fields of education and research. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said if BJP is voted to power, the party will put all corrupt Jharkhand leaders behind the bars. Addressing an election rally at Simaria in Chatra, Mr. Shah said that BJP is not contesting elections just to remove Hemant Soren from power, but to bring a change in Jharkhand. Amit Shah said it is time to oust the anti-Dalit, anti-tribal, anti-poor and anti-youth Hemant government from Jharkhand, which is fueling Naxalism for petty political gains. In the Kashmir Valley, at least 10 civilians sustained injuries in a grenade explosion at Sunday Market outside the office of Akashvani Srinagar this afternoon. As per reports, suspected terrorists lobbed a grenade at security forces vehicle at TRC crossing, which missed the intended target and exploded on road, causing injuries to at least 10 civilians. The Sunday Market in Srinagar witnesses a huge rush as people in large numbers visit the market for winter shopping. Police have cordoned off the area and launched a massive search operation to nab the attackers responsible for the terror crime. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha spoke to DGP Nalin Prabhat and senior officials of the security agencies on grenade attack in Srinagar. Mr. Sinha wished speedy recovery of those injured and has asked the district administration to extend all possible assistance. In the Kashmir Valley, police along with security forces have arrested a hardcore terrorist associate linked with banned terror outfit Hizbul Mujahideen in South Kashmir's Pulwama district. Police said a joint team of police, Rashtriya Rifles and CRPF arrested the terrorist associate from Dangarpura, Pulwama. The joint team of forces raided his shop and recovered hidden arms and ammunition. The government today said that over 90 lakh tons of paddy have arrived in the mandis. Out of this, over 85 lakh tons were procured by state agencies and the Food Corporation of India in Punjab. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said the paddy is being purchased at minimum support price of 2,320 rupees per quintal as decided by the government for Grade A paddy. The total paddy purchased by the government till date in the current Kharif marketing season amounts to 19,800 crore rupees, and it has benefited 4 lakh farmers. In cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 25 runs in the Mumbai Test, clinching the series 3-0. Chasing a target of 147 runs, India crumbled to 121 all out. Despite a fight back, India lost their last four wickets for just 21 runs on day 3 of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.